Torah and Parshas V'Schanan, after Kabbalah Satorah, tells us, Shvu Lechem Lo Lechem, that after Kabbalah Satorah, all of Klal Yisrael should go back to their daily lives, to their daily routine. The Sefer Megid Yosef explains, what does the Pasuk Shvu Lo Lechem teach us? He says that there are times in our, there are times that are very exalted. There's the time of Kabbalah Satorah, which is referred to in our parasha. There are the moments every year of Yom Kippur where we completely separate ourselves from the world of Gashmius to a world of Ruchnius. But that isn't what life is about. He explains that what life is really about is Shvu Lo Lechem, Lochem Lo Lechem. The Jew's life is in every moment of his life, in every situation that he finds himself, in every day of his life, it's a day of Avodas Hashem. And in fact, that is the power of Torah. The power of Torah is to take something which is Gashmius, all of the activities that we do in life, which many of them, of course, eating and drinking and sleeping and working, all of them represent Gashmius, and to turn them into Ruchnius. And when Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael after Kabbalah HaTorah, is that Shvu Lechem Lo Lechem, you experienced this incredible event of Kabbalah HaTorah, but this experience is not an experience that can be sustained on a regular basis. What is required is Shvu Lechem Lo Lechem, go back home, go back to your lives, but infuse those lives with Kedusha and with Ruchnius. But I saw that the Sefer Teres Yisrael explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did leave for us a day in the week that should be the day during the week that we should come spend with Ruchnius. Our parasha, Parashas V'Schanan, has the Aseres HaDibros. But when we look at the Aseres HaDibros, and in the Aseres HaDibros, Shabbos is mentioned, obviously, in the first time in Parashas Yisroi, and then, of course, in our week's parasha, the Mitzvah Shabbos is repeated, but they're not repeated in the same way. When you look at Parashas Yisroi, the Torah says, Kishesh Shomim, Asa Hashem Shemayim V'Saretz, Asiyam V'Skal Shabam, V'Yonach B'Yom HaShvi, Al Kein Berech Hashem Asiyam V'Shabbos V'Kad Shehu. So the Pasuk, when the Pasuk speaks about Shmira Shabbos, it connects it to the creation of the world. In our parasha, when the Torah speaks about Shabbos, the pasuk says, "V'charta ki ever yisa beretz Mitzrayim, v'yetziach Hashem alkech mishom b'yad chazaka v'zroi netuya, al kein tzivcha Hashem alkech alasas yom Shabbos." Here we connect Shabbos to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and actually that's what we say by Kiddush. Tchilu l'mekroi kodesh, zeicher l'yitzias Mitzrayim. But we also mention in Kiddush v'Shabbos, kotch chabava rotzen chenlanu, zikaron l'masa bereshis. Again, these dual elements of Shabbos, masa bereshis, the creation of the world, and yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban, quoting the Rambam, says, the why do we have both of these factors when we speak about Shabbos? Because he says there are two elements to Shmir Shabbos. One is to covet Shabbos, how we treat Shabbos with the proper fashion. That's a recognition that it reminds us of the creation of the world. It reminds, and we're glorifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the world. And this, that we don't work on Shabbos, is to remember that we were avodim in Mitzrayim, had to work, as the Mitzrayim told us, and now our work is not dictated by anyone, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban himself is not that satisfied with that pshat. He says, how and why when somebody doesn't work on Shabbos, does it cause us to recognize that we were avodim in Mitzrayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out? So he wants to suggest is that the purpose of keeping Shabbos is amuna, to believe in Hashem and to believe that everything comes from Hashem. So when we don't work, and that was also the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where it's Yetzias Mitzrayim we saw through the incredible nisim miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed, we came to recognize who and what Hashem is. Every Shabbos, when we stop what we do and we say that we recognize that our panoso, that what we do is not what is what based on what we think and what we feel, but it's all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the recognition of Shabbos, and that's the connection to Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim. And in fact, Reb Tzadok says that we learn later in our parasha, where we have, as we say every year at the Seder, the Chochem asks the question, Ma'edus v'chukim v'mishpatim asher tziv Hashem elokeinu etzchem, and we respond to him in the, at the Seder, Avodim hayinu l'par Mitzrayim, v'yotzeinu Hashem v'mitzrayim b'yot chazaka. What is the v'yotzeinu Hashem lasas kol chukim eila liras Hashem elokeinu? So the question is, what does the answer when we say to the Chochem, yes, that we were in Mitzrayim, have to do with the answer where the Chochem asks us, why do we have to do all of the mitzvahs and avoid doing all the averis? So the answer should be, because we do what Hashem says. Why does it have to include this introduction, Avadim Hayinu Leparoi Mitzrayim? So explains Reb Tzadik that every person is supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person is supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we're here in the world, Lahavas Hashem, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chochem is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking the Father, if our goal is to love Hashem, why do we have to do all the mitzvahs? We just need to love Hashem. And what is answered to the Chochem, that in a world of ruchnius, in a world where there is no Yetzahara, where there are no other inclinations, it's very easy to love Hashem. Remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you will love Hashem. But we live in a world which is not that simple. We live in a world that has all types of issues that prevent us and cause us not to serve Hashem. So what we tell the Chochem is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Taryag Mitzvahs. These are 613 ways how we can attain Ahava and Yiras Hashem. And interestingly, that's what we could understand is part of the difference, particularly in the Mitzvah of Shabbos, between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnius. In the Luchas Rishonis, it says, Zocher Hashem Shabbos L'Kadshai. The entire purpose of Shabbos in the Luchas Rishonis, in a world where there is no Yetzirah, in a world where there is no Aveira, is just to remind us to come closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in a world of the Luchas Shnius, after the first Luchas were broken, in a world where there is already Aveira, in a world where the Yetzirah has such a strong hold, it's not just enough Zocher, we have to have Shomer. But Zocher v'Shomer b'dibur echo nemru. They were said together because they're all for the purpose of Ahavas Hashem. Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to bring us closer to Hashem. Sometimes it's easier to come closer to Hashem in a world of Luchas Rishonis, and sometimes it's more difficult to come closer to Hashem in a world of Luchas Shnius. But Shabbos, he says, stands for the word, for the expression Shabbos by Toshev. The purpose of Shabbos is to come closer to, is to become closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zocher v'shomer b'dibur echad nemru. But every dibur that we say is supposed to bring us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes Zocher alone is sufficient to bring us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But sometimes Zocher isn't not enough for people that live in a world of Yetzirah. They need Shabbos by Toshev, they need the Shomer to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazal teach us, Hakol B'dei Shemayim Chutz MiYerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not something that we can inherit. Yerushalayim is something that we have to work towards. And Shabbos is the key towards working towards Yerushalayim. And Shomer, by remembering the Yetzias Mitzrayim, by living our lives a Shabbistic life, and particularly on Shabbos living like we're supposed to live on Shabbos, that is ways that we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why in all of the tefillas of Shabbos, we say the words, Ritzeina b'mnuchaseinu. Of course, Ritzeina b'mnuchaseinu doesn't just mean that we're asking Hashem for mnuchas haguf, that we should not have to work so hard. What we're asking for is Yoy Menucha Kedusha, V'yenucha b'kol Yisrael mekatshei shemecha. We're asking for Menucha Shlema Shatoroitzaba. We're asking for a different type of a Menucha, that we should come to a recognition and a satisfaction with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we conclude all those brachas by saying, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shabbos brings Kedusha into our lives, not just the Kedusha for Shabbos itself, but Kedusha throughout every moment of our life, bringing our recognition of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and enhancing our relationship with Him.